This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kwa vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi, uri musi wemuvhuro, chikunguru 25, 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7, nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Vechidiki vebato rinopikisa reMDCT vanotarira mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe nguva yekuti vange vabuda muofisi vachitiwo mwedzi wanyamavhuvhu uchave mwedzi wekuratidzira. Nhasi tiri kutarisa zvakabuda kumusangano weInternational AIDS Conference kuSouth Africa uyo wakapera nechishanu chapfuura. Zvinonzi mave nekugedha-gedha kwemeno munyika zvichitevera mashoko ehurumende ekuti yave kuferefeta nezvegwaro rinonzi rakaburitswa nevesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko vachiti vave kuzvirumura kubva kumutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuro dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vechidiki vebato reMDCT inotungamirwa navamogen tsvangirai vanoti vari kupa mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe kusvika kupera kumwedzi unouya kuti vange vasiya basa, uye bato iri razivisa kuti pachave nekuratidzira kwakakomba munyika yose mwedzi unouya wanyamavhuvhu. Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Chiripasi anoti panyaya iyi.
Sachigaro weboka revechidiki muMDCT vahepi mochidziva vaudza vatori venhau pamuzinda webato ravo zvichitevera musangano waitwa nekomiti huru yeboka iri kuti vamugabe vanofanira kusiya basa sezvo zvinhu zvaita manyamamire nerongo munyika.
Mumwedzi waAugust unowata pinda, isu sevechidiki veMDC tazvipira kuti tichitarisana nehurumende inotungamirwa navamugabe tichivaudza kuti zvino zvakwana, tichiuya necampaign yedu inonzi hashtag MyZimbabwe, tichireva kuti takuda kuti titi vazvizive kuti Zimbabwe haisi yeZANU-PF, Zimbabwe haisi yavamugabe, Zimbabwe ndiye vana veZimbabwe. Saka tichange tichipinda mustreet mwedzi waAugust, nekuti mwedzi unoti yeuchidza vakafira hondo yekusunungura nyika. Saka isusu tiri kuindira mberi nebasa ravaita kuti tisunungure nyika yeZimbabwe.
Vachidziva vati munyika mungangoita kusagadzikana kana vamugabe vasina kusiya basa panopera musi wa31 nyamavhuvhu, vachiti sevechidiki vakazvipira kuona kuti ramangwana reveruzhinji ramira zvakanaka.
Hongu tati isusu kusvika 31 August vanofanira kunge vasiya, nekuti tichaita zvese zvatinogona paground kuti vange vachisiya. But zvechokwadi chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti vachatosiya kana 31 August akasvika vachiripo. Handizvi kuti zvinenge zvafamba sei, but we shall do everything necessary zvichinoita kuti vamugabe vasiye chigaro.
Kunyange hazvo mapurisa achiwanzorwisa vanhu vanoratidzira vachipikisana nehurumende, vachidziva vati pari zvino mapurisa nemasoja ndio vari kwakurudzira kuratidzira sezvo zvinhu zvaoma munyika.
Mukaona mapurisa achinzi ari kurambidza vanhu nechisimba zviya, zvinenge zvisati zvasvika kwavari. Chandingatokuudzai kuti izvezvi patiri panapa tinotori nemapurisa akawanda ari kuti itai varume ndonguva yacho.
Zvichakadai, vanoona nezvekurongwa kwemisangano muboka revechidiki veZANU-PF vaInnocent Hamandishe vakaudza vatsigiri vebato ravo svondo rapera kuti havasi kuzopeta maoko avo vachisiya vamugabe vachisvorwa nevemapato pamwe nemamwe masangano ari kupikisa hurumende yeZANU-PF.
Pane vamwe vaakuita zvisavaturo vachiedza kuda kutyisidzira purezidendi vedu. Purezidendi vedu vamugabe havana kuvhoterwa natajamuka, tisu takavavhotera. So kana uchida kutyisidzira vamugabe uri kutinena. Next time
takutaura zviri very clear. Comrade Chipanga, ndimi mukuru wedu, tiri kuti kuna vachihuri, next time mapasta akatsvaka kuita mafani, mapurisa achimbomira ipasaidi, tada kuti tirana kuteka, time yakwana. So, ari kufunga kuti ada kutonga Zimbabwe, mirira maelection 2018 tokuzvambura mubalot box zvakanaka.
Studio 7, haina kukwanisa kutaura nemutauriri weZANU PF, vaSimon Kayamoyo, kutinzwe divi rebato ravo padanho ratorwa neMDCT rekuratidzira iri. Zvichakadai, imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, uye vachishanda nesangano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute, Dr. Pedzisai Ruhanya, vati kunyange hazvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika, kubvisa vamugabe nekuratidzira, kunogona kunetsa.
Chavanga kwanisa kuita kana vachida kuratidzira kwave kuve nomutsindo kushanda nevamwe vanoitawo zvokuratidzira. Asi zvokuzoti vanga kwanisa kubvisa mutungamiri wenyika before 31 August izvo hatingazivi, toona zvaitika kana totenda dzadzoka dzasora nebenzi.
Pane vemapoka akaita sehashtag this flag nevetajamuka vari kukurudzirawo zvakare kuti veruzhinji vasimuke vachiratidzira kusafara kwavo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Zvinonzi munyika mave nekugedha-gedha kwemeno zvichitevera mashoko ekuti hurumende yave kuferefeta zvakadzama kwakabva gwaro rinonzi rakaburitswa nevesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko, iro rinonzi raizivisa kuti vakarwa hondo ava vave kuzvirumura kubva kumutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe, vanove zvakare mutungamiri weZANU PF. Izvo zvinotevera musangano wakaitwa muHarare svondo rapera nevamwe vakarwa hondo ava, uyo unonzi wakaburitsa pachena kunyuta kwavo nematongerwo anonzi ari kuitwa nyika navamugabe pamwewo neumbimbindoga wavo. Munyori mukuru mubazi rezvevakarwa hondo Brigadier General Retired Walter Tafumanei vakaburitsa mashoko ekuti hurumende yave kuferefeta nezvekwakabva gwaro iri, uye vose vane chekuita nezvaro vacharangwa zvakaomarara. Ntungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata vari Joyce Ngwenya vanove nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira.
Ivo vari kuti pachanga tiri kuhondo kumugagawo takagara pasi sevari verusununguko tikati vamugabe ngavaiswe pachigaro. Tiri kuMozambique vakauya tikavaita pachigaro. Tiri muZimbabwe vakauya tikavatsigira kuti vaite president. Tikavaita patron wemaor veterans. Saka tine local nechirungu local standard, tine mvumo yokuti titaiwa zvamakaita zvakwana chizororai nekuti ndipatron vedu vari kutopiwa advice. Saka handioni treason inofambira iyo hurumende iri kupinda kupinya yacho ii kupokana pakati pevanhu ava vanosevedza vese vari mumahofisi renzeka. Hazvinoite hurumende mukati, hakuna treason ndo inopindirwa neassociation yakazvimirira yeka.
Tichaona here pachisungwa vanhu nezvenyaya iyi kana kuti vachidzingwa mubato reZANU PF?
Chiripo ndechekuti kuti vasungwe hapana chinosungisana kuti hapana mhosva rakapara, nekuti vakangotaura kuti aiwa sokuona kwedu makwegura chingotika ipasi vamwe vambotonga isusu iwe semamemba semaoperereni. Saka aiti mhosva umiriro wemutemo ranakabatirenini kunyora rinobvumira kuti munhu ataure zvaanoda. Chepiri, kusingo vakakwanisa kuti vari kuti kana dziri nhengo dzemakana vanokwanisa kuti vaiti nhengo dzemaor veteran association asi vasiri nhengo dzeZANU PF, bcause hazvirevi kuti kana usiri nhengo yeZANU PF haukwanisi kuita nhengo yemaor veteran. Saka vanokwanisa kuti vatizvakaitavamwe mutsvanga tivakamuda mutsvanga vakadzingwa muZANU PF asi vanongo vachihamhira. Saka dzingwa kana kusadzingwa zvaakufanana hazvichinji shoko ravakataura.
Muri kuonawo ichipera sei hondo iyi?
Hondo yacho sokuona kwangu haiperi nekuti vangaita kutsikatsika machiamini achibhadha kwava chiunzwa kuHarare vachinzi ngavatauri machiamini vasiri musangano racho vasiri maovet. Ichangoramba ichitaurwa besi nekuti hakusiko kutanga kuti ichitaurwe navako nevarume avo, yakatotorwa nevanhu vakawanda wanda. Saka mamekstiro yacho tizvamangovhunza kuti zvangozonzi saka tavaburitsa musangano reZANU PF vochiita zvavanoita vakasununguka vari maoveterani. Ndofunga ndo maonero angu tingangopera yakadaro.
Vari Joyce Ngwenya vanove nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vari parunhare muHarare, natungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Svondo rapera dari repamsoro soro Reconstitutional Court rakatura mutongo wekuti munhu wose ane mudziyo unokwanisa kubata masaisai enepfenyuro yeZBC anofanira kubhadhara marezinesi. Asi mutongo uyu unonzi waunza mutauro wakanyanya munyika, vamwe vachiutambira asi vamwe vachiti hurumende iyo iri kutatarika kuwana mari kana yekutambirisa vashandi vayo yave kutsvaga mari nedemo. Mutoro wedu enhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Veruzhinji vataura neStudio 7 vati mutongo uyu izano rehurumende rekutsvaga mari kubva kuvanhu. Va Gibson Zano vanoti hurumende iri kuda kungotsvaka mari sezvo vanhu vakawana vasingateereri nhepfenyuro panharambozha dzavo.
Zekuti sekuona sekuti handisi tese tinoshandisa mafoni maredhiyo epafoni bcause handitomboishandiso kondine ndichishandisirei, handitombotereri kana redhiyo Zimbabwe yacho, handiteereri. Kudhakwa kwakaita zvinhu munyika kwakuda kutrya kureiza mari, but mareizira ari kuita ka haisi nzira kwaiyekureiza kwaiko zvauri kuita mari izvozvo, hazvisirizvo zvavanofanira kuita, vakureiza nenzira yakaipa.
Izvi zvinotsigirwa navagari kaitsvaka vanoti kuti munhu wese ave nerezinesi zvakaoma. Vachaka vanoti mutemo uyu unokurudzira uori munyika.
Ndati izvozvi ndozvinokonzera corruption. Why? Because each and every day munogara muchiimplementa new policies. At the end of the day, corruption comes.
Vatinoziva kachuta vanogara mumusha weruzhinji wechikonohono muchinoi vanoti mutemo uyu haushande sezvo munhu wese ave nenharembozha mazuva ano. Izvo zvichaita kuti zviome kutevera munhu wese uye kumanikidza kuti vanhu vateerere nhepfenyuro dzehurumende.
One, everyone, munhu wese ane foni, and how are they going to monitor that? And vakutoti manikidziro ndofanira kunge chiteerera redio kukana ndisingateereri.
Asi mumwe mugari wemuchinoi vaendi bhanda vanoti sezvo wave mutemo vanhu vanofanirwa kubhadhara rezinesi.
Ya, ndofunga kuti kana zviri pamutemo kuti tinofanira kubhadhara malicense. Ya, tinofanira kubhadhara, but kana zvisiri pamutemo ndopandofunga kuti hatifaniri kubhadhara, but since nyaya yacho yakaexplainwa according to the constitution, I think zvinenge zvavalid kuti every citizen anga achibhadhara license to the relevant authority, that is ZBC.
Vabhanda vanoti kana vanhu vave kumanikidzwa kubhadhara marezinesi, nepfenyuro dzehurumende dzinofanirwa kuvandudza zvirongwa zvavo vachitepfenyura zviro zvevanhu. Mutongo uyu wapindura nyaya dzakawanda dzanga dziri mumatare edzimhosva dzevanhu vairamba kubhadhara marezinesi kuZBC vachiti painge pasina mutemo unovasungira kubhadhara. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Musangano mukuru webato reDemocratic Party remuno muAmerica watanga nhasi muguta rePhiladelphia mudunhu rePennsylvania paine kusagadzikana mubato iri, uko kunonzi kwakonzerwa nenyaya yekuburitswa kwetsambambozha dzinonzi dzainyomba vaBernie Sanders avaikwikwidzana naamai Hillary Clinton musarudzo dzekutsvaga achamirira bato. Amai Clinton ndo vakazobudirira kumirira bato iri musarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika dzichaitwa muna Mbudzi, apo vachasangana navaDonald Trump vachamirira bato remaRepublican. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePDP vatendai biti vari kupindawo kumusangano uyu semunyarikani. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri muno muAmerica zviri kutevera zvakadzama zviri kuitika kumusangano uyu. Mumwe wevari kutevera makwikwi aya ndava Jonah Masia avanogara kuWest Virginia, avataura nachioneso Jani weStudio 7.
Tiri kumaona tichitarisa nekuda kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zvinofambawo sei zvavanoita munomo zvematongerwo enyika.
Makaona sei mashoko akatarwa naamai Wasserman Schultz ekuti wave kusiya sachigaro webato reDemocratic Party? Schultz:
mashoko iwayo ndingati anotambirwa chaizvo, nekuti kana uri mutungamiriri sezvanga zvakaita Madam Walsh vakange vagamuchira mashoko ekuti vanhu vari kunyunyuta nezvakaitika pamaemails akabuda, vakazvitora vachiti regani mbosuduruka kuitira kuti zvinyatsokuongororwa. Vaite kuti musangano uramba wakabatana, varege kuramba vachingonyunyutirira mutungamiriri. Kusuduruka kwavari kuita ndekwekuti masupporters ari kuti havana kunyatsofambisa nyaya dzemapuraimari chese zvakanaka, vaita sekunge vanga vakarerekera kudivira vaHillary Clinton.
Zimbabwe ingadzidza chi pa Democratic Convention?
Chekutanga ndechekuti kana vanhu vakange vachinyunyuta nemutungamiri zvakanaka kuti munhu atore nguva yake osunuruka kuitira kuti zvinhu zvinyatsogadziswa zvakanaka.
Munofunga kuti Zimbabwe yakagadzirira here kugamuchira mukadzi kuti atonge Zimbabwe?
Zvinogona kuitika kuZimbabwe kuti mukadzi atonge, asi pari zvino zvichakaoma nekuti vanhu vazhinji yavo Zimbabwe inyika yajaira kuti vanhurume ndo vanenge vari pazvinzvimbo. Asi tinoona kuti madzimai mazhinji akadzidza kuZimbabwe uye vaakuziva zvinoitikawo zvematongerwo enyika. Saka ndofunga zvinoitika asi zvine zvakaoma vabudirire asi zvinoitika.
Vanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vaJona Masia vari parunhare kuWinchester kuWest Virginia muno muAmerica nachioneso Janwe Studio 7. Madzimai anosunungukira vana pachipatara chikuru cheMasvingo General Hospital mudunhu reMasvingo ari kugunun'una nekurambiswa kubuda muchipatara uye kunyimwa tsamba dzekuratidza kuti vana vakaberekerwa pachipatara ichi kana kuti mabirth records. Izvo zviri kupa kuti vashaye magwaro avo ekuti vakazvarwa riini kana kuti mabirth certificates. Madzimai ari kunyimwa matsamba aya anoti anenge akundikana kuunganidza mari dzekubhadhara kuchipatara. Mutoro wedu wenhau Gantry Maramba anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Madzimai akawanda ataura neStudio 7 ari kugunun'una kuti zviri kuitwa nechipatara ichi kutyora kodzero dzavo. Madzimai aya anoti chiri kupa kuti vatadze kubhadhara mari iyi inyaya yeurombo nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyaya yeupfumi munyika. Amai Sofia Mutanda vanogara kumusha wekwamucheke vanoti zviri kuitwa pachipatara cheMasvingo zviri kuvashungurudza.
Iyi nyaya iyoyo inyaya yakatooma zvikuru zvokuti tinoshayiwa kuti ingagadziriswa sei. Manje panobva pazaita dambudziko rokuti vari kupanicha mwana akazvarwa asina mhosva. Imhosva iri kuzvarwa nevabereki varombo.
Madzimai anobhadhariswa mari inosvika $50 emadhora yekuti vakwanise kusunungira pachipatara cheMasvingo. Kunyange hurumende yakaisa mutemo wekuti madzimai haafani kubhadhara mari iyi kuti asunungukire muzvipatara zvehurumende. Maititsingamira vanoti kusungukira munyika kwavo vadhurira uye varombo vazhinji vakusungukira mudzimba.
Saka zvinoreva tikupa upenyu kumadzimai chinhu chatogozha taakuremegwa. Zvinoreva kuti isusu tichafa tichidzvarira mudzimba nokuti hatikwanisi kudi kubhadhara mauser fees achona. Hurumende ngaikurumidze kuona vasangoti hakuna mari dzokubhadhara matenti fee iyo mari ichibhadhagwa. Zvinoti gozhera sevabereki kuti ndigose nganumbu ndozoona zvenhamo mwana uya kana ndakunda kuchipatara ndachengetedzwa handichakwanisi kutora birth certificate handichakwanisi kudi nokuti ndinenge ndabatirwa birth record.
Amai Ngambira vakaenderera mberi vachiti izvi zvava kuwedzerwa nekushayika kuri kuitwa mari munyika kunyanya kumabhanga.
Keshi yachona haiwanikwi, mapaydays achona ingachira chigwakure woenda zvekubhenki kuya hwani mari. Saka zvinoti gozhera kuti ubhadhare mauser fees ari kudiwa kuclinic nokuti vane vachiteta sekuti cash on service. Kana usina cash hapana chaunowana.
Amai Joyce Mhungu, sachigaro wesangano remadzimai reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe mudunhu reMasvingo, vanoti zviri kuitwa nechipatara ichi kutyora kodzero dzemadzimai pamwe chete nedzevana.
Isu semubatanidzwa unomirira madzimai hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika kumadzimai avo anenge aenda kunosununguka kuchipatara. Vari kutadza kupiwa mabirth record evana vavo, asi tinoziva kuti vana vedu vanofanirwa kuva vaine right yokuva nemabirth certificate. Isu tachitarisa kuti semadzimai, madzimai anofanirwa kuva achisununguka zviri pachena.
Mukuru webazi rezveutano muMasvingo Dr. Amedas Shamu vati zvinyunyuto izvi hazvatidzwa svika muhofisi yavo asi vachaferefeta kuti vaone kuti ichokwadi here. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muMasvingo, ndini Gantry Maramba.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzekutapuriranwa kweutachiwana hweHIV AIDS kubva kuna amai kuenda kumwana, mubazi rezveutano Dr. Angela Mushavi vanoti pari zvino nyika iri mushishire kuedza kuderedza uwandu hwekutapuriranwa uhwu kubva pazvikamu zvinomwe kubva muzana kusvika pazvikamu zvishanu kubva muzana. Dr. Mushavi ndewe mumwe wavo vanga vari pamusangano mukuru we 2016 International AIDS Conference wakapera ku Durban ku South Africa. Ngatinzwei vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Iko zvino HIV transmission yatiri kutaura ndeyekudzikisa kuenda kwevirus kubva kuna mai kuenda kumwana. Saka kuna AIDS conference yanga iri kuDurban. Kwakabuda iko kuti nyika dzepasi rese dziri kuda kuti nyika dzavo dzipiwe macertificate ekuti vaderedza kutapukirwa kweutachiwana hweHIV kubva kuna mai kuenda kumwana to less than 5%.
Tarisa nyika yeZimbabwe yakamira sei muchienzanisa nedzimwe nyika pasi rose panyaya iyoyi yekutapurirana kweutachiwana hweHIV AIDS kubva kuna mai kuenda kumwana.
Kana takatarisa nyika yedu Marvelous, tiri kuona chaizvo kuti taderedza risk iyoyo kubva kuna mai kuenda kumwana. Zvekuti iko zvino transmission rate yedu iri pa7%, isu tichida kusvika pa5%. Saka tine tariro yekuti pagore ratakanangana naro ra2016 irori kupinda muna 2017 nyika yedu ichabudirira kusvika palevel yatataura iyoyo ye less than 5%.
Zvii zvinofanira kuitwa kuti muwani kwemi muchisvika panzvimbo yamuri kudai yekuti isvike pa less than 5%?
Kurudziro yatinayo ndeyekuti dai mudzimai wega wega anenge akazvitakura akakwanisa kuuya kuzonyoresa mimba yavo kukliniki pamwe chete nababa tichivatarira kuvaongorora kuti vane utachiwana hweHIV here. Kana zvaonekwa saizvozvo tine mishonga yatinopa maantiretrovirals kumudzimai wega wega anenge ari positive kuti virus risaende kumwana waanenge akatakura aine mimba kana kuti panguva yekuyamwisa.
Pane zvimwe here zvakabuda kumusangano mukuru uyu zvingabatsirawo vamwe vasina kukwanisa kuenda asi vakateerera pari zvino?
Tiri kunyanya kunangana nemadzimai echidiki chaizvo kuti dai zvaibvira vana vechidiki varambe vari HIV negative. Kurudziro iri yekuti pane zvakawanda zvatinogona kuti remangwana redu rezvarwe riri HIV negative. Tambotaura kuti mushonga tinogona kupa kuna mai vakatozvitakura vari HIV positive vachizvara mwana ari negative. Asi zvakatonaka ndezvekuti vechidiki ivava vachiri kubereka dai vakakwanisira kuchengetedzeka vari HIV negative kuti vasakwanise kuzopa utachiwana kuvana vavachabereka. Saka kwanga kuine hurukuro dzakanyanya chaizvo dzekuenderana nevana vatinoti maadolescence vari pagore re10 kusvika 19 years kana kusvika kubva pagore re15 kusvika pa24 years. Tine urongwa hwakawanda hwekuti vana ivava vechidiki vangava varume kana kuti vasikana varambe vasina utachiwana hweHIV.
Urongwa uyu hwakamira sei uyezve kana pane vana vechidiki vari pamakore amataura vangade kupinda muzvirongwa izvi vanoenda kupi?
Tine programu yatiri kutaurwa nezvayo inonzi pre-exposure prophylaxis yekuti munhu asati atombobata utachiwana hweHIV anogona kunwa maantiretrovirals kuti asazobatirira utachiwana hweHIV. Tine kurudziro zvekare yekuti vanasikana kunyanya varambe vari muzvikoro nekuti kuti mwana arambe ari muchikoro kuri kuonekwa kuti kunoderedza risk yekuti mwana uyu abate utachiwana. Nekuti dzimwe nguva vanasikana vakaregeza kuenda kuchikoro ndipo pavanozokurumidza kupinda mumachild marriages kana kupinda mumarelationship anoita kuti vabatire utachiwana hweHIV.
Mukupeta hurukuro yedu, zvii zvamungape sekurudziro nyanya kune avo vakateerera pari zvino panyaya iyoyi yeutachiwana hweHIV AIDS nezvakabuda pamusangano mukuru we-2016 International AIDS Conference wanga uri kuDurban?
Kurudziro imwe yakanyanya kubuda chaizvo ndeyekuti pari zvino hatichamirire kuti munhu anenge aine utachiwana hweHIV arware kana kuti CD4 count yake iderere asati aiswa pachirongwa. Munhu wese angava murume, angava mwana, angava mukadzi akazvitakura akangoita HIV positive tiri kubva tati panguva iyoyo ngaabva arapwa.
Dr. Mushavi vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari parunhare muHarare. Munhau dzemitambo, chikwata cheHighlanders ndo chakasimudza mukombe weZimbabwe National Army Commander Charities Shield mushure mekudambura Harare City kunandare yeBarber Fields nesvondo. Mutorodo wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iye.
Highlanders yakatambura asi ikazokwanisa kukunda Harare City 4-2 mushure mekupinda mumapenareti ndokutora mukombe weZimbabwe National Army Charity Shield pamwe nemari inoita iyo madhora zviuru gumi nezviviri muBaba Field Stadium nezuro. Zvikwata zviri izvi zvaive zvaita mangange 0-0 panguva yakatarwa. Mubati wepembe ndokuti zvikwata izvi zviende kumapenareti sezvo makundano aya asina nguva yekuwedzerwa kana kuti extra time. Bosso yakakanda mugedhe mapenareti mana kubva kuna Eric Mdzingwa, Prince Dube, Simon Mnawa na Peter Muduwa. Asi Ronald Chitio na Munyaradzi Chironyenye veHarare City vakabatirwa mapenareti avo na Prosper Matutu. Izvo zvakabva zvapa Highlanders mukombe pamwe netsapo yemari. Murairidzi wa Highlanders Errol Agbaye akati ari kufara zvikuru nokutora mukombe uyu, achiti iye chikwata chake chaifarira kuve chisina kupinda mudambudziko rekuenda kumapenareti nematambiro avanga vaita muchikamu chechipiri. Asi murairidzi weHarare City Moses Tsunga anopokana nazvo achiti iye Highlanders yakaita raki sezvo vatambi vake vakatadza kupedzisa mikana yakawandisa yavakawana muzvikamu zvose zviri zviviri. Chitiyo anotiwo vangadai vakakunda mukati memaminitsi makumi mapfumbamwe akatarwa, asi zvikaramba kuitika achiti iye ari kurwadzikana kuti ndivo vakazokundwa mumutambo wavaifanira kukunda. Asi kapteni weHighlanders Felix Chindungwe anoti hapana chinonzi raki munhabvu, achiti iye vakatamba sechikwata kuti vakunde nekutora mukombe.
Hama hapana laki muupenyu. Muupenyu hapana laki, moziva hapana laki. But teamwork nezvangetitoita ndizvo zvatibatsira kuti tiwine game racho.
Chindungwe anoti mari inodiwa zvayo makundano akadai, asi chakanyanyokosha imenduru yekuzoratidza vari kukura kuti ndakambotorawo mukombe wakadai apo ndaitamba nhabvu yepamusoro. Apo Highlanders yakatambidzwa madhora zviuru gumi nezviviri. Moses Tsunga nevatambi vake vari kudzoka kuHarare vaine zviuru zvisere zvemadhora. ZeZimbabwe National Army Charities Shield zvapera kudai, Bosso yave kuisa simba kumutambo wavo weleague netriangle uyo uriko nechitatu. Bosso yave kumashure kweFC Platinum nemapoints matatu mushure mekunge kugona kunenge kudada yarova Chicken Inn 1-0 mumutambo wavo waive wakasaririrawo kubva kunharaunda yemwaka yenhabvu yekutanga. Totarisa mutambo weragbi. Chikwata cheZimbabwe cheragbi chakanyadzisa zvikuru mukupera kwesvondo, apo chakarohwa zvekare iko zvino nechikwata chisina mukurumbira cheUganda 27-34 ndokubuda mumakwikwi e-2016 Africa Cup. Hapana aitarisira kuti chikwata ichi chingarohwe nemacranes, asi maSebos akadamburwa ndokukoromoka kubva muAfrica Cup Division 1A kusvika kuDivision 1B uko kune zvikwata zvisina mutsindo. Pamusoro pezvo, maSebos abuda mumakwikwi e-2019 World Cup ayo achatanga gore rinouya sezvo zvikwata zvinenge zviri muAfrica Cup Division 1 chete ndizvo zvinokwikwidza mumakundano epasi rose aya. Aka ndiko kekutanga makore makumi matatu nematanhatu kuti maSebos akundikane kukwikwidza kuenda kuWorld Cup mushure mekumbomirira Africa kumafinari eWorld Cup muna 1987 na-1991. Asi vanoongorora zvemutambo vari kuti dambudziko riri kusangana nechikwata chemaSebos harina kusiyana neiro riri mumaChevrons rekuda kungotambisa vatambi vakwegura vasisina chavachabura. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Tinotenda Kariati. Musakanganwa chirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. apo tiri kutarisa nezvakabuda kumusangano we-2016 International AIDS Conference wakapetwa nechishanu chapfuura kuDurban kuSouth Africa. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Vechidiki vebato rinopikisa reMDCT votarira mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nguva yekuti vabude mukutonga. anokuoneka ene mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiya mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 25th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. Here are our top stories this evening. The MDCT Youth Assembly says it will stage protests next month to force President Mugabe to step down.
We have been left with no choice but to start a campaign whose mission is to liberate our Zimbabwe from a clueless and greedy clique that only thinks about itself and nothing else.
Zimbabwe's war veterans move to dump President Mugabe and settles the government.
Anybody is allowed to say what they want to say. Your treason then gets you to a level where you are trying to bring down the government officially. This is a dispute between comrades within the association, so the government is not supposed to be involved. There is no law that can actually get these guys arrested.
Protester Linda Musarira's family suffers as she languishes in remand prison.
Linda has got 5 kids, and the 4 of them are going to school, and 1 is not going to school, is a 2-year-old. The kids have got no food. There's nothing. She is the breadwinner.
And Democrats in USA are embroiled in controversy over leaked emails showing alleged favoritism in the nomination of this year's presidential candidates. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, has issued an ultimatum for President Robert Mugabe to leave office for failing to run the country's affairs and declared that it would embark on national protests next month to press him to resign. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The National Youth Chairperson of the MDCT, Hepimo Chidziva, told a news conference at his party's Harvest House headquarters that Mr. Mugabe must step down by August 31st because he has failed to deliver on his re-election promises. Chidziva said his party would embark on national demonstrations next month until the head of state resigns under what the MDC Youth Assembly is calling the hashtag My Zimbabwe campaign.
To complement all the other campaigns taking place, executive resolved to launch our hashtag My Zimbabwe campaign. A campaign that speaks to our love and patriotism to this country. We have been left with no choice but to start a campaign whose mission is to liberate our Zimbabwe from a clueless and greedy clique that only thinks about itself and nothing else. We urge all citizens to embrace the month of heroes, the month of August, as a month of action to liberate ourselves from Robert Mugabe. This country will remain ungovernable as long as Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF does not heed the call.
He added that the proposed protests will be different this time because the police and the army, who have always crushed their previous demonstrations, are allegedly on their side.
The security forces have not spared by the economic challenges we face. We go to the same bank queues, to the same dilapidated clinics, to the same combis, yet a few are eating and enjoying on our behalf. Enough is enough. Come join in the mass. This revolution will require the assistance of everyone to succeed.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF national spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo as he was not answering his mobile phone. However, some leaders of the ruling ZANU-PF party last week charged that they will take the law into their own hands if police do not arrest people who would be protesting against President Mugabe's administration. Although dissent against Mr. Mugabe is increasing, political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, said the capacity of the MDCT youth to force Mr. Mugabe to resign is questionable.
The environment for the mobilization of dissent is there, but whether they have the capacity to remove the head of state by 31 August, in my view, is questionable, and I don't think it's it's within their capacity. What is within their capacity is to protest, it is to exercise their agents. But to give a deadline of 31 August, I think they are overestimating their capacity.
Poor economic performance, high unemployment, and human rights violations are some of the issues that are driving opposition forces to protest against Mr. Mugabe. For his part, President Mugabe has told the nation that those protesting against him were foreign-sponsored and were bent on effecting what he described as illegal regime change in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
There are serious tensions between war veterans and the ZANU-PF establishment following the former fighters' call for President Robert Mugabe to step down, calling him a dictator who has totally destroyed Zimbabwe. The War Veterans Ministry says it has launched a probe into what it is calling a treacherous and treasonable act by the freedom fighters. For Perspective, reporter Ntungameli Nkomo, Rich political analyst Rejoice Ngwenya.
The legitimacy of this association is such that they themselves said when they were in Kagaso, they decided that all veterans fighters to invite Mugabe to Mozambique. When he got to Mozambique, they made him their leader. When they came to Zimbabwe in 1980, they campaigned for him. They supported him throughout the turbulence of 2000 and in fact made him a patron. So it would seem to me that these are critical stakeholders with a local standard to say to this man, we as what veterans, we are asking you to step down. I do not see any problem with that.
Are we going to see people being arrested for treason or some of them being kicked out of ZANU-PF?
Well, look, you know, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of the constitution, really, you know, this is a democratic constitution. Anybody is allowed to say what they want to say. You know, treason then gets you to a level where you are trying to bring down the government officially. This is a dispute between comrades within the association, so the government is not supposed to be involved. There is no law that can actually get these guys arrested. And besides, if they can fire them from ZANU-PF, they fired Chris from ZANU-PF, but he's still a member of the Operators Association. So my feeling is that it is okay if they can go to the extreme and get fired from ZANU-PF, but they can still retain their membership and still, propagate the demand and the anxieties of the people of Zimbabwe.
Can we say that the war veterans are now on the side of the masses, or this is just an internal ZANU-PF squabble?
Well, what they've simply done is, my brother, they've simply identified themselves with the common problems and the challenges that we have always been talking about, the unemployment, the lack of drugs in hospitals, the corrupt instead of delivery. So they can even do within ZANU-PF, there's no problem with it. But once they then chase them out of ZANU-PF, then they go across to the domain of opposition, which means we can welcome them with all open hands. So I believe that they've got a legitimate ground to complain from within their party or from outside their party. But so far, I think we are quite happy to have them instigating a revolution within their party.
That was political analyst Rejoice Ngwenya speaking with Studio 7's Ntungameli Nkomo from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard. And let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Ntungameli Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we look at the just-ended International AIDS Conference held in South Africa, as we focus particularly on HIV/AIDS among young people.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
A mother of five, Linda Masarira, who was once described by the police spokesman, Senior Assistant Police Commissioner Charity Charamba, as a hooligan, soon after she was arrested on July the 6th with several other people during nationwide public protest, has been remanded in custody prison for almost a month. Masarira is facing charges of engaging in violent protests organized by Pastor Ivan Mawarire of hashtag This Flag and Tajamuka Sesi Jikile campaign. Her children are now living from hand to mouth, Patricia Mudadigwa reports.
Masarire's friends in civic society have described her as a fearless warrior fighting for democracy in Zimbabwe. But the state sees her as an enemy, and she is currently languishing at Chikurubi Remand Prison following what police said were illegal protests that hit the country early this month. She allegedly violated some sections of the dreaded Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act. Masarira, a widow and former employee of the National Railways of Zimbabwe, had no steady income when she was netted by the police for allegedly taking part in the national protests. Her friend, Mandowa Maneju, admits that very little resources have been coming to help Masarira's children in Mutare, Manicaland province. Maneju told Studio 7 that while Linda is a non-protester who has been arrested several times in pro-democracy peaceful marches, she claims that on July the 6th, when she was stopped by the police, Masarira was going for a meeting in Harare Central Business District. Maneju said Masarira's family is suffering without their breadwinner.
Linda have got 5 kids, and four of them are going to school, and one is not going to school. Is a 2-year-old. Now we are doing contribution for her to look for the money, but the money is not yet found for us to maintain the kids, because the kids have got no food. There's nothing. She is the breadwinner, and they've got nothing to do during the incarceration. Your kids are suffering more because there's nobody who is maintaining them.
Anna Kudzadombo, who occupied Africa Unit Square during one of the protests, said Masarira has been unfairly treated by the state.
Linda is suffering too much because he is many days in the prison, so we wish him to come back and do our work again.
A local politician, Mona Lisa Sharara, believes Masarira is being allegedly ill-treated by the state to stop other women from engaging in peaceful protests.
She's a girl child suffering for airing her views and opinions of what's happening in Zimbabwe. I can say it's very unfair to women, and it's very intimidating to women, because actually the men are free and they actually do what they want. But us, if you are a woman and you try to air your view or your opinions, you find yourselves in the gutters, and that's unfair.
Masarira is set to appear in court tomorrow at Mbarema Street Courts. Sharare urged women and all pro-democracy activists to converge at the courts to give her moral support. Last Friday, her lawyers applied for the case to be taken to the Constitutional Court after Masarira was denied bail when several other protesters were released after posting bail. Authorities claimed they needed to confirm the existence of a warrant of arrest allegedly issued against her by the Mutarema Street Court over an undisclosed matter before making any further moves in her case. Naspa Manyau, who took part in the protest, vowed to continue fighting for the betterment of the future of Zimbabwe by taking government to task over issues that affect ordinary people. Manyau said Masarira's arrest and the suffering of her family has made the protesters stronger.
Linda, right now she's suffering, as we all know that she's suffering, but as of now, I want to speak about Linda's life with us at the square. Linda is a kind-hearted lady. She's a God-fearing person. And Linda is brave. As far as I see it, these governments are trying to intimidate us as activists. They are just trying to intimidate us, but to tell the truth is we won't be intimidated, but we are going to fight as Zimbabweans, and we are going to mobilize people.
In Tafara High Density Suburbs, Studio 7 caught up with Brian Kasunzuma, one of the Occupy Africa Unit Square occupants, waving a Free Masarira placard. Kasunzuma said there's no going back on the protest, in which some Zimbabweans are demanding the resignation of President Robert Mugabe and the fulfillment of ZANU-PF's 2013 election promises to create millions of jobs.
Zuma, I'm not happy with the way
Linda case Yendeo. We want to warn the state that you can arrest Linda, but you cannot arrest the spirit with Linda. Linda is fighting for a new Zimbabwe. Linda is fighting for a democratic Zimbabwe. It's time to stand up. Now it's time to fight for our rights.
Pamela Mawire, another activist who was incarcerated with Masarira, warned the government that arresting peaceful protesters will not resolve Zimbabwe's socio-economic and political crisis. Mawire said it is the desire of every Zimbabwean to get the nation working again.
Our regime knows exactly why they are arresting Linda and us. They know that Linda has addressed the problems Zimbabweans are facing, and we want solutions. We need a disunification of our government ministries.
For Masarira, life appears to be tough inside and outside remand prison, as her family is now struggling to make ends meet. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, a closer look at the just-ended International AIDS Conference in South Africa. But first, a look at regional and international news. He may be the half-brother of the President of the United States, but Malik Obama says that come November, he's going to vote for Donald Trump. President Barack Obama's half-brother told the New York Post that he likes the Republican nominee, quote, because it speaks from the heart, end of quote, and that Make America Great Again is a great slogan. Malik Obama also criticized some of the decisions by his brother and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, especially the move to oust former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Before we discuss what is going on in the Democratic Party, it is common knowledge that Republicans have picked businessman Donald Trump as their candidate for 2016 presidential election set for November. Actually, we have a VOA Somali Services Abdulaziz Oman, who covered the Republican convention in Cleveland right here at Studio 7. Hello, Osman.
Hi there.
Let's go into the crux of the matter right away. How democratic are such conventions?
Well, and every Republican delegate who was in the convention actually involved the Democratic nomination of their candidate, their respective candidate. So I think it was democratic because the democratic process shown in the Cleveland was kind of very clear, and the majority of the delegates voted for Donald Trump.
But is everybody involved in nominating a candidate?
Everybody was involved actually nominating his or her candidate, and the majority of the delegates actually nominated Donald Trump. He got the number delegates that he got was over 1,500 delegates.
What was the mood like for you coming from Voice of America and covering this big event?
Actually, it was very exciting because there were more than 1,500 journalists from around the world who were covering the Republican convention in Cleveland. So it was tense. It was kind of like very experiencing for me because this was the first time that I covered any conventional, either Republican or Democrat, for the first time in my life.
And indications are that Mr. Trump is not too popular amongst Republicans. Based on what you observed while you were there, are there any chances that he will beat the Democratic presidential candidate, Ms. Hillary Clinton, in the November election?
Well, that's actually something I cannot say right now because we have four more months to go until the election, and that needs to be seen. But both candidates, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, are tied in certain states. And there was a new poll out from CNN today, which actually Donald Trump is leading Hillary Clinton. So we have 4 months to go, and we don't know how it's going to play out.
But from what you're seeing, what is it that Mr. Trump seems to be, you know, having that appeals to some Americans?
Well, that's a very good question. Donald Trump actually taps into the anxiety of some Americans. He is anti-politics, and he presented to the American public in his speech at the end of that convention that actually the problem in America created by the politicians. So if the politicians are here, that problem will not go away. So he's resonating with a lot of ordinary Americans who are fed up with the current political politicians in Washington.
Thank you very much. That unfortunately, time is not on our side, but thank you for that very, you know, interesting insight in what goes on at this convention. Abdulaziz Osman, thank you for having been our guest here.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a good evening. Now to the Democratic National Convention. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention today, set to affirm former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the party's 2016 presidential nominee, but embroiled in controversy over leaked emails that show how Democratic Party leaders sought to ease her path to the nomination by mocking her challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. We now take you to our reporter, Chioniso Jani, who had, an interview with somebody outside.
The first role of the convention is to nominate officially the candidate of the party. So delegates coming throughout the 50 states of the United States will vote for the candidate and her running mate, and they will put together the program their candidates will manage if they are elected.
So what do these conventions aim to do?
First of all, to nominate officially the candidates. Second, to put together the program, their program. And during this week, many, many people will make speeches. For instance, President Obama is expected to speak probably on Wednesday. His wife will speak today. Bill Clinton will speak probably Thursday. So high figures of the party will make speeches, and the delegates themselves will vote for the candidate.
What impact will Wasserman Schultz resigning as party chair have on this convention?
People are afraid of the party could break between those who support the Senator Sanders and those who support Hillary Clinton. But the leaders of the party say this is not the moment to get apart. This is the moment to get together because we have one goal, to beat Donald Trump in general elections in November.
Hillary Clinton already has enough delegates. Why should the Democrats hold such a convention when she's already has enough delegates to represent the party in November presidential elections?
Because this is the rule. Delegates have to come together, and it's a kind of to know each other.
That was VOA's Thomas Kanwalundi speaking with Studio 7's Chioniso Jani from Philadelphia. Zimbabwe's National Pediatric HIV/AIDS Treatment Coordinator in the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Dr. Angela Mushavi, says Zimbabwe is trying to get the World Health Certification for lowering the HIV/AIDS transmission of the virus from mother to child from 7% to 5%. Dr. Mushavi says most countries who attended the just-ended 2016 International AIDS Conference are seeking the same certification, and Zimbabwe would this year put measures in place to ensure that they attain their goal of a 2% reduction to reach certification. Dr. Mushavi tells more on what came out of the 2016 International AIDS Conference in South Africa.
One of the key things that is coming out globally and for all countries is the idea that we need to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV and that our children should be born HIV-free. they need to start free of HIV. And we have that program here in Zimbabwe where we are really scaling up to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV. So I think that was one of the key messages among a lot of other key messages, marvelous.
You were saying that most of the countries that were at that conference, including Zimbabwe, are looking for certification. Tell us a little bit about that.
The WHO certification that actually gives a certificate to a country recognizing that they have reduced their mother-to-child transmission to less than 5%. This is a global initiative. And here in Zimbabwe, we are definitely going for it. Right now, our mother-to-child transmission is at 7%, but we hope that within a year or two, then we will be able to go for the pre-elimination and the certification process that the World Health Organization has set for countries. Cuba, Thailand, Armenia and Belarus, they've already been certified, and that's where we are going as a country.
What will it take for countries like Zimbabwe to attain that certification?
In the first instance, then, it is important that all women that fall pregnant visit an antenatal clinic as soon as possible after they fall pregnant. And we encourage that they come in with their male partners. We offer them HIV testing, and if they are positive, we start them as soon as possible on lifelong antiretroviral treatment. And then that protects the infant who is inside the mother's womb and also protects the baby who is breastfeeding and stops the HIV virus from being transmitted from the mother to the infant. So it's all about the health-seeking behavior in communities being aware and taking advantage of the services that the ministry offers for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV.
What about when you look at the adolescent age groups? What came out looking at Zimbabwe and other countries?
I think this international AIDS conference really puts the spotlight on adolescents. And by adolescents, we are looking at the age group of 10 to 19 years. And then, of course, on young people from the ages of 15 to 24 years. And one actually recognizes that the risk for HIV acquisition in this age group is higher in the female. And females are disproportionately affected by HIV in that age group. And therefore, the need, I think, is to scale up prevention in that age group, as well as, of course, when children in that age range and young people are infected, to make sure that they are put on antiretroviral treatment. And this is available because from the 2016 International AIDS Conference, I think there's this recommendation that has come from the World Health Organization to say anybody who tests HIV positive, whether they are a man, a woman, a child, they should go on to lifelong treatment without waiting for them to be sick and without waiting for their CD4 count to go down.
So has Zimbabwe put in place a program that actually caters, for example, for the adolescents? Because we know you have been running a program,
yes,
that caters for the mother-to-child transmission. But what about the adolescents?
We do have adolescents that are mothers who are in that age group of 10 to 19 or 15 to 24 who, of course, will need prevention of mother-to-child transmission services. But the important thing in that age group is if we can prevent HIV in that age group, if our children, if this young generation can grow up HIV-free, that would be the best that we can do for this generation. In the International AIDS Conference, there were discussions around pre-exposure prophylaxis. And pre-exposure prophylaxis is actually taking antiretrovirals before somebody meets a person that is HIV-infected. And then that prevents you from getting or acquiring HIV. And there was a lot of talk around pre-exposure prophylaxis. And Zimbabwe has also embraced some of those pre-exposure prophylaxis guidance to keep children, to keep our adolescents and young people HIV-free. Of course, there are issues to do with behavior change, sexual behavior change, use of condoms, etc., to also prevent HIV. And our minister was very clear on having an HIV-free generation and keeping the young people HIV-negative.
That was Dr. Angela Mushavi, the National Pediatric HIV/AIDS and Treatment Coordinator in the Ministry of Health and Child Care in Harare. And in sports news, Highlanders have retained the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield as the Sables crash out of the Africa Cup. Our reporter Michael Cariati gives us more details.
Highlanders were stretched to the limit by Little Harare City, but still retained their Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield after a 4-2 penalty shootout win over the Sunshine City Boys at Barberfield Stadium yesterday. The two teams had settled for a goalless draw in regulation time, and with the tournament having no provision for extra time, the referee ordered penalt shootouts. Highlanders coach Errol Agbay was excited by the win and says although they won by penalties, a win is a win.
Yes, of course. If you win, it's always good. And today was the final. A final win is much better, of course. Win is a win. Ah, so be it today.
Now to rugby. The Zimbabwe national team are out of the race for the 2016 Africa Cup after suffering another home defeat, this time to Little Uganda, 27-34 at the Police Rugby Grounds over the weekend. Although the Sables still have a game to play against Namibia, veteran player Fortune Chipendu admits the Sables are down and out. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Carriat.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela silichona njani mthwakazo omuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 25 ngoNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I-reading culture ingani iyasilela ulwazi oluningi lulotshiwe. Uke kwaba khona isikhathi abelungu babesithi umuntu onsundu nxa ufuna umfihlela ulwazi lumbokothe phakathi kwebhuku. Hawu, umuntu onsundu kavele kakwazi ukuthi avule ibhuku alifunde.
Umbukiso walo nyaka wabalobi bamabhuku oweZimbabwe International Book Fair 2016 uqalile lamhlanje eHarare.
Sibimelele bona bona ngama gatekeepers nama committees emakhaya. They're the ones ukuthi nqa ama elections senzakala baya dispatch ukuthi bangene in each province, in each constituency bekhangela ukuthi abanqa bevota kuvotwa njani. I think ama ofits, I'm glad ukuthi sebekhulumile with the voice of the ordinary Zimbabwean ukuthi bona bona babona ukuthi sebedubekele kakhulu.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe sekuthazwe ukuthi alalele okuthiwo ngabantu beZimbabwe, akhulumisane labalembono ehlukene leyakhe hathi ukubahlukuluza. Iqembu leHighlanders liphakamisa inkezo yeZNA Charities ngemva kokunqoba eLeharare City. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umbukiso walo nyaka wabalobi bamabhuku oweZimbabwe International Book Fair 2016 uqalile lamhlanje eHarare ngomhlangano ophumele inkuthazo yokuthuthukiswa komkhuba wokuloba. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Umhlangano omkhulu weyindaba ungena ngabalobi abalodumo lengcwethi kwezokulotshwa kwamabhuku bekhuthaza ukuqiniswa komkhankaso wokuveza ukuqakatheka kokubala amabhuku phansi kwesihloko esithi Igniting Interest in Reading for Sustainable Development. Umnumzana Nyson Twala oloba ekubulawayo phansi kwenhlanganiso ye-National Non-Fiction and Academic Writers Association uthi babona kulokwehla kudaba lokufundwa kwezingwalo.
I-reading culture ingani iyasilela ulwazi oluningi lulotshiwe. Uke kwaba khona isikhathi abelungu babesithi umuntu onsundu nxa ufuna umfihlela ulwazi lumbokothe phakathi kwebhuku. But esikushoyo ukuthi i-reading culture nxa ingaimprova abantu bafunde. Ukufunda ungabufunda into ebhaliweyo, kungaba libhuku kube i-ebook kube inoma yini.
Uthi akusilo qiniso ukuthi imbangela ikwanda kwendlela zakulezi nsuku zokubala ezifana lobulembo beinternet ethi ngoba le ngenye indlela yokubala ngayo izingwalo. Unkosikazi Martha Dube ongumbalisi ekolitshini le Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo Polytechnic eGwanda efundisa indimi zesintu uthi abantu balomcabango ukuthi ukuze ubonakale ungofundileyo kumele ube ngumuntu okhuluma isikhiwa kakhulu.
Sinanzelela kakhulu ukuthi thina ikakhulu abantu abansundu sijayele ukuthi ukufunde ukukhuluma isikhiwa. Osebenzisa ulimi lwakhe izikhathi eziningi kumbe ehluleke sona isilungu siyamhleka. Kukanti yiyo singathi ngesilungu i-foundation yokuthi umuntu abale uzwisisa ngcono nxa kusungulwe ngolimi lwakhe ukuze azwisise izinto angazaziyo.
Okwathwala uthi ulwazi lugcwele kuyo yonke indawo kumabhuku atshiyeneyo okuthi okudingakalayo kuphela ikuthi abantu bazinikeze isikhathi sokuthola ithuba lokuhlala phansi bebala amabhuku.
Lobuvela bukhona abantu sebengamavila sefuna ukuthi bathole into evelenzi yaqedwa into ebekwe laphana ukuthi awuyilandele uyilandele uyilandele sebedonda ukuthi bakwenze lokho.
Umhlangano weBook Fair indaba ungena ngabalobi abaloduma abagoqela uSteven Chifunyise, Musayi Murazimunya labanye njalo lombukiso wamabhuku uzaba lomunye njalo umhlangano oweWriters Workshop ngolwesine kunye letende lokubalela amabhuku abantwana njengendlela yokukhuthaza ke ukufundwa kwezingwalo kuleli. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe sekudazwe ukuthi alalele ukuthiwo ngabantu beZimbabwe njalo akhulumisane labalembono ehlukanele yakhe abagoqela umfundisi Ivan Mawarire achi ukubahlukuluza. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni lentathelo izindaba owenzelwe eMedia Center ngabe enhlanganiso yabasakhulayo eye Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni munye, umkhokheli weyadi umnumzana Themba Mliswa uveze isifiso sakhe sokuncintisa ezimele kukhetho lwama-by-elections eNorton. Lesi sigaba sisele singelammeli ngemva kokuxotshwa kuZanu PF lakuhulumende kukamnumzana Chris Mtshwangwa, kodwa uthi uzatshethela eceleni uMliswa nxa uMtshwangwa engakhetha ukuncintisa ezimele ezamsekela ukukhankasela lolu khetho. Oqhubekethi uxwayise inkokheli yamazwe akumanyano we-European Union ukuba esule izijeziso zenotho ezetheswa eZimbabwe ethi ngoba inkokheli kahulumende weZANU-PF ingazinaki lezo zijeziso kodwa ziqhubeka ngokudala umonakalo elizweni. Kwaba ngumbono osekelwe ngophethe uhlangothi olubona ngezobudlelwano labamanye amazwe unkosazana Tariro Senderayi.
Bona babesitha ama-sanctions but nasabesithi khona khona indaba ekhona ukuthi nxa kuyindaba yama-sanctions ngabake beme ukunika abantu imali naleyo emele nceda abantu ezimbabwe ngoba imali yakhona siyiboni thina njengabantu abahlala phansi wonangale iphonge ufika phezulu imali yakhona ayiphelela phezulu thina singaphansi asiyiboni. Singathi ama-sanctions ye asiyali ukuthi akhona but at the same time indaba ekhona yokuthi ngubani oyabe efuna ukufaka imali yakhe elizweni eselifile.
Unkosazana Senderayi uncome inyathelo elithethwe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko ethi njengabontanga bayalisekela ekhuthaza uZulu ukuthi laye alisekele.
Besimelele bona bona ngama-gatekeepers nama-committees emakhaya the ones ukuthi nxa ama-elections senzakala bayadispatcha ukuthi bangene in each province in each constituency bekhangele ukuthi abanxa bevota kuvotwa njani. I think ama-ofits I'm glad ukuthi sebekhulumile with the voice of the ordinary Zimbabwean ukuthi bona bona babona ukuthi sebedubekeke kakhulu.
Ontanga beyadi bathi lanxa besekela inyathelo labalwa impi yenkululeko kababona uMgabe elalela lokho lanxa kusobala ukuba eselahlekelwe ngamandla wokuqondisa okwenzakala elizweni. Abalwa impi bamangalisa uZulu ngeviki edluleyo ngokuphumela egcekeni bethi sebediniwe ngombuso kaMgabe esetshabalalise umnotho welizwe sebefuna adedele umsekeli wakhe uEmerson Mnangagwa angene ebukhosini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Ukufuthelana kuyaqhubeka phakathi kwabalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga eZANU-PF lesiphathamandla zaleli bandla ngemva kokuba abalwa impi laba betshele uMongameli Mugabe ukuthi sebulele ilizwe njalo sokumele atshiye intambo zombuso. Loko kuqonole uhulumende yena othi sedingisisa ukuthi ngobani abaloba lumbiko ukuze bajeziswe. Uthi abakwenzileyo kufana nje lokuvukela umbuso kaMongameli Mgabe. Emhlanganweni abawenzela eHarare ngeviki edluleyo abalwa impilaba banquma ukuthi kabaseyi kusekela uMgabe kukhetho ngoba enguntando kayiphikiswa osebangele ukuhlupheka okukhulu kwabantu beZimbabwe. Abazi ngokwenzakalayo bathi uMgabe uthukuthele ngalokhu njalo ufuna abalwa impilaba bathathelwe amanyathelo alukhuni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
Iqiniso ukuthi lapha sokukhulunywa njengabantu abavele besebenza bonke abalwile ekululeko bathi bona loba sisemgagawo samubize uMgabe samchecha waba ngulida wethu samubize eMozambique samfake esihlazeni siza eZimbabwe laphana sokule nkululeko samsupportisabe ngupresident. So that samenza futhi bahloni bathiwa njalo. So uthi lapha ngokukhuluma vele abantu abazanayo ukuzima ukuthi uhulumente ayindlelele ngoba yinye inkulumo yabantu abavele besebenza wonke. Futhi ngathi khona mina ngesikelo sombuso siyaqakathekisa ukuthi umuntu ufanele akhona akufunayo.
Singabona kubotshwa yini abantu laba kumbe bexotshwa kubandla lezano PF?
Njengasithi njengomuntu owayebambabamba laye incwethi sayisekelo sombuso siyachasisa ukuthi umuntu namunye ulelungelo lemvumo yokukhuluma akufunayo. Kabathekisanga umuntu laba bantu baphunga ukuthi bona njengokubona kwethu wena oyiphatroni wethu njengomuntu esakuncedisayo ungena esihlalweni. Kufanele ukuthi siphumele wasukhuphi kokuhle yelwasocala akulacala enjalo isizini ihambela lokukhipha uhulumende ngodlakela laba abazivalela iphepha labo bathi khona hatshi njengophathoni wethu kungcono ukuphungule akulacala elibophisayo lapho emfowethu.
Ubona ababengabalweli bempi yenkululeko laba singathi sebebambana lozulu yini kumbe balwa impi zabo lokhu bekuzana uPF kuyaphelela khonale?
Kukhona ukuthi sokuchasisa sokukhangela sithi sibone ukuthi kathethi sebekhangelane lohlupho esivele sikhangelane lalo thina belalivele lishiwo uhlupho labona la oyithai samara oyivan mawayile la mapolisa pasate bele besisi akula misebenzi akula kuhla abantu abethu bayalamba akula zibhedlela sebengene uhlando lakhona lokhu sebekhuluma ilanguage esiyikhulumayo thina kodwa kwenze ukuthi bakhulume bathi icembuni labo iZANU-PF akwaliswa ngoba iZANU-PF ithiwa i-Democratic Party. So ngaye uMgabe labantu bathi ngaye bayachuma balalele abantu ababekhuluma besenzithi abo ngoba bangazi baphume bezikithi ngapha akuyabe sokumnanzonto.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxela eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Elebotsana lithi kalibuye limuva ngomkhuba walo wokubhaxabula izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingena kulelo lizwe ngaphandle komthetho ngemvubu. Lokhu kulandela ukukhonona kwamalunga edale lesenethi yeZimbabwe esithi isijeziso lesi kumele simiswe. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Botswana ithi ayisiboni isizathu sokuguqula isijeziso sokuthela imvubu ngoba singaphansi komthetho osisekelo sombuso walelo lizwe. Embikweni ophuma emsakazweni weBotswana, ugatsha olubona ngendaba zasekhaya luthi noma nje kulokukhonona okukhulu ngalomkhuba wokujezisa ngemvubu, asikho isidingo sokuguqula lokhu. IBotswana ithi ukuthela imvubu indlela yokwehlisa inani labantu abasemajele, ikakhulu labo abadala amacala amancane. Amalunga edale lesinethi yeZimbabwe badinga isikhathi bethekelele kweBotswana bathole ukuthi inengi elingena elizweni lelo kungekho emthethweni lijeziswa kabuhlungu okugcina kubalimaza kohluleka lokuhamba konsuku ezithile isijeziso semvubu siphiwa amapholisa enduneni bona bhaqabula emhlanu kusukela kokuhlanu kusiya kuluthumi lambili kukhanyelwe isisindo secala isenzo lesi sithole imbono echeneyo kwabezimbabwe yebotswana umzana Elson Banda esithi kunzima ukuthi izimbabwe ilawule imithetho yebotswana
ukuthi izimbabwe zame ukulawula umthetho webotswana angiboni ukuthi kuyinto ezasebenza lokho noma nje singakufuni sikubona ukuthi kuyinto embi ukuthi abantu bathelwe imvubu unxabe wonile akuthi kumele sizwisise ukuthi ngumthetho webotswana lo angeke izimbabwe ithi ukulawula lapho
kanti usiziwe Ndlovu uthi abantu abathelwa imvubu isitshengiselo sesimo ezimbabwe ngoba iningi lingena ebotswana ongekho emthethweni libalekela ukonakala komumo womnotho ekhaya
lokho okwenzakalayo kuyisibonakaliso sokuthi izinto azimanga kuhle ekhaya ngoba akula mntwana ongabaleka ngakibo avume ukuyatshaywa kumakhelwane abone ukutshaywa kumakhelwane kungcono kulokuhlala ngakibo
kodwa usakhulayo uAmon Sibanda yena oxhayisa uhulumende weBotswana uthi achiyane lo mkhuba wokuthela abantu imvubu lokhu ngoba kusehlisa isithunzi sabo njalo kulakho ukuba kungezelela imikhuhlane
ngicabanga ukuthi i-government yeBotswana kumele ibe namanye ama-alternatives okuchezisa abantu kulokuthi umuntu ebetshawa ngemvubu sikhanyela ukuthi kulezi nsuku abantu bayagula kule mikhuhlane le ekhona kulezi nsuku ukuthi umuntu umtshaya khonapho sozobekwazi ukuthi kuyagcina kusenzakalani
amalunga edale lesinethi athe aselobe lomphathi intambo obona indaba ezizasekhaya kweleBotswana umzana Edwin Batsu ukuthi akhayelisise lesi sijeziso ngoba singatshengisi ukuhlonipha izalwane zakwamanye amazwe ngesikhathi sinye amalunga edale leli atshele ukuthi iBotswana isibuyisele emuva phose isigidi sabezimbabwe abangena elizweni ongekho emthethweni ngomnyaka njalo inani leli liyaliqonga mnyaka yonke ngingumathini ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabulunga leBotswana
Umhlangano omkhulu webandla lamademocrats okugcoba unkosikazi Hillary Clinton ukuthi abe nguye omela ibandla leli kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika ngolwezi uqalile lamuhla edolobheni lePhiladelphia. Umkhokheli webandla leZimbabwe eliphikisayo elePeople's Democratic Party umnumzana Tendai Biti ngomunye wabantu abanxusiweyo abangene emhlanganweni lo namuhla. Umhlangano lo uza kulokufuthelana kubandla lamademocrats phakathi kwabasekeli bakaClinton laba kamnumzana Bernie Sanders kulandela ubufakazi obukhomba ukuthi iziphathamandla zaleli bandla zadlelezela ukuze unkosikazi Clinton anqobe umnumzana Sanders kukhetho lwama-primaries. Lokhu kwenze umgcinisihlalo webandla unkosazana Debbie Wasserman Schultz wachiya isikhundla sakhe. Umhlangano lo uphela ngolwesine njalo abazakhuluma namhla baqoqela unkosikazi Michelle Obama. Sixhume isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha eMelika njalo esekela unkosikazi Clinton umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Sikhangelele ukuthi ama-delegates awama-democrats ahlangane akhomfeme ukubana uHillary Clinton nguyena okhethwe ukuba umeli wamademokrasi kuma-elections azayo ngo-November uzobe ekhompyutha lo Donald Trump onguyena okhethwe ngama-Republican kule viki edlulileyo.
Siyazi kulo kungezwani phakathi kwabasekeli bakaHillary Clinton labasekeli bakaBernie Sanders. Ubona umhlangano lo usenelisa yini ukumanyanisa ababili laba ukuhlanganisa abasekeli babo?
Ye, ngempela sibona kunjalo ngoba ekugcineni siyazi ukubana ilizwe le-America li-controlwa yiwo lamabandla amabili ama-Republican nelama-Democrats. And siyazi ukubana zikhona izinto ezi-fundamental ezenza bahlukane ezifana lama-issues awe-abortion, ezifana lama-issues awe-immigration, ezifana lama-issues okulwela abasebenzi, i-minimum wage. So lezo izinto eziqakathekileyo ebantwini. Ngakho-ke abantu babheka ukuthi okay ama-Republican athini ngazo le zinto and ama-Democrat athini ngazo and then sithole ukuthi isikhathini esiningi abantu abasupporta ama-social services yibona abavotela ama-Democrats and ngakho akuchiphanga akululanga ukuthi umuntu aphume ukutshintsha nje from ukuba iRepublican abe iDemocrat ngoba it would mean ukutshintsha ama-values lezinto abakholelwa kuzo.
Ukulo daba lwama email osolwenze umgcinisi hlalo wale libandla uDebbie Wasserman Schultz wachiya isikhundla ama email aveza ukubana iziphatha amandla zebandla zazisenza imsebenzi yokuhamba phansi imshesha phansi ezivimba umnumzana Bernie Sanders ukuthi angabi nguye ozamela ibandla zisekela unkosikazi Clinton. Ulubona njani lolu daba?
Well, masikhangelisisa kahle mfowethu sithola ukuthi indaba lezi ezokuthi i-establishment amaphathi lawa ifavor bani even la kuma-Republican ibikhona belukhona lolu daba. Siyazi ukuthi okay bangathi akunama-email alikhweyo kodwa bona-ke bebephumela egcekeni sokwalokuba uTrump abamsupport. I-establishment ema-Republicans ibifuna umuntu ophuma ku-establishment ngakho-ke bona-ke abazange benze loko okufihla ngaphansi kwama-email. Kuma-Democrat lapho kunjalo kukhona i-establishment layo esupport u-Hillary ngoba bebona nguye ole experience ongathatha udaba lwama-Democrats luqhubekele phambili.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika njalo ongumgcini sihlalo we-MDCT kuleli lizwe. Ku-Livestock lamhla sikhangela imizamo enziwa ngamazwe omhlaba ukuqeda ukumemetheka kwegciwane lengculaza emhlabeni jikelele. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhulumende weleTurkey ubikwa eseqalise umsebenzi wokubopha intatheli zindaba ingcwethi kwezemfundo izisebenzi zamankampani achiyeneyo kanye lezendizamtshina kuhlelo lwakhe lokujezisa bonke abaphatheke kumizamo yokuhlutuna intambo zombuso okwenziwe ngabebutho ngeviki edluleyo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe sesungule isibanga sakuqala sohlelo lokuthi umuntu azihlole igciwane lengculaza ensitha eyedwa i-self-testing andubana lolu hlelo lumemetheke elizweni lonke. Le imizamo yokugcwalisa izimiso zokulwisana lengculaza kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2020 ezibizwa ngokuthi 90-90-90 kubika uNothando Sipanda.
Indlela leyo yokuzihlola umuntu esemzini wakhe ama-self-testing kits isikhona emavenkilini athengiswa imithi, ama-pharmacy, ngentengo yamadola ayisithupha, i-$6. Ukuzihlola kuthatha imizuzu elishumi lanhlanu, kusukela uzihlaba uthatha igazi, kusiyafika kumpumela. Uhlangothi lwenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba, United Nations Programme on HIV and AIDS, ithi ukuvumela ukuzihlola igazi, kukhuthaza abantu ukwenza lokhu, ngoba abanye besesaba ukuya endaweni ezilabanengi kuthi abanye kube yilabo abangenelisi ukufinyelela indawo lezi. Isakhamuzi unkosikazi Edna Nkomo uthi yena kazi isimo sakhe sengculaza. Uthi vele khona ukuphuma umuntu esithi uyehlolwa kuxegisa amadolo ngoba engazi ukuthi uzawubheka awuthini umhlaba ngemva kokuthola impumela, kungakho yena angakhetha ukuzihlola eyedwa ensitha.
Hey bantu, kufuna isibindi kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi vele uye testwa. So nxa ngizenzela endlini ngiyabe sengizimisele sengikwazi ukuthi whatever iresult ephumayo ngizayamukela. So I think isibili yinto enhle sibili efuna uintroduce igovernment ukuthi kube lama self test sizenzele ezindlini zethu.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi unkosikazi Sibongile Mzamo uthi uchayela uhulumende ihlombe ngaleli nyathelo ethi kuvele kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bazi isimo sabo njalo kuzaphathisa abaphila bonke ukuthi bazihlole bendawonye bengekhaya. Umzamo wengeze esithi kodwa olokunqineka kancane ukuthi abanye abantu balakho ukwehluleka ukwamukela impumela abayitholayo ngoba bezihlole kungela oke wakhulumisana labo wabalungiselela ukuthi babe lakho ukwamukela yiloba yipi impumela lapho bezihlola ethi wesabela ukuthi abanye bangazivulala kuthi labo abathetheneyo bagcine becabene nxa impumela ingasabanga yiyo akade beyikhangelele sebejikela na inyoka iphila
ingozi enye khona ukuthi nxa omunye umuntu engatholanga i-counseling angagcina esezivulala so i-counseling kwenye indlela iqakathekile ukuthi abantu uqale bakhanselwe bengakatest
osakhulayo unkosazana Amanda Ndlovu uthi asumqondo omuhle lo ngoba abantu balakho ukuzivulala kanti bekukhona okungamanga kahle ngekit abayisebenzisileyo
ambona ukuthi into right ngoba and sometimes yakwanisa ukutesta and ikit yangkhona maybe yabule something wrong bese expile unike either wrong results ikunike positive ube depressed nxa ngekho positive or ikunike negative ukuthabise wena uactually positive so mina I don't think it's a good idea I think abantu kumele bahambe bayitesta with professional help lapha bazeniwa khona i-counseling le advice from abantu abakwanisa ukudila lezinto ezinjengalezi
umnumzana Derek Mkandla oyisakhamuzi nje ukuthi kumele kukhulunyiswane ngodaba lobandlululo luqedwe anduba abantu bavunyelwe ukuzihlola elokukhathazeka ukuthi abantu balakho ukufihlelana impumela lalapho bethe bazihlola bese saba khona ukukhangelelwa emanzini ngenxa yesimo sabo
ngani kathesi ngalomnyaka esikiwo sokuleminyaka eminingi lomkhuhlane wazi ukuthi khona kodwa kuze kube la kathesi abantu abaningi lokho besesaba ukukhuluma ngakho ngenxa yokuthi umuntu lomkhuhlane oHIV AIDS uyabe khangeleke ngani ngumuntu obengazibambi ukuya emacansini ikanti umuntu bengakwanisa ukuthola ewuphiwe ngabazali bakhe kumbe uthole ngezinye indlela nxa kungala mfundiso etshengisela ukuthi lomkhuhlane ungawuthola ngezinye indlela ezingayisizo zokuya emacansini mbona ngani kuyabe lokhu kuhlezi abantu besesaba ukuphumela egcekeni
ingcwethi kwezempila kahle lamalungelo oluntu zithi njengoba uZulu esevunyelwa ukuzihlola kumele kube lemigoqo ezavalela ukuhlolwa ngenkani ezindlini ngekhulu abesifazana ngomkabo kumbe izisebenzi zendlini ngabaqhathi kungabi khona umuntu obanjwa ngamandla ukuzihlola yena engakukhwabithi inhlolisiso eyenziwe nyakenye iveze ukuba okwakhathesi inani labantu elizinikela ukuyahlolwa igazi njalo elazi isimo salo limi kumachumi ayisithupha lasithupha ekhulwini i-66%. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Spanda.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu le-Highlanders liphakamise inkezo ye-ZNA Charities ngemva kokunqoba eleHarare City ngesonto. Kodwa leli qembu selithathelwe isikhundla sokukhokhela engalaneni yemiklomelo e-Premier Soccer League i-FC Platinum. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Abafana be-Highlanders banqobe abe-Harare City nge-4-2 ngemva kokutshaya kwembekwa njengoba lomdlalo ubufike kumizuzu engamashumi ayithoba munomunye kungela qembu elenelise ukulitshayela emambuleni. Lokhu ngokwesibili iminyaka ilandelana ukuba iqembu le-Highlanders liphakamise inkezo ye-ZNA Charities njengoba nyakenye linqobe le-Dynamos ku-final. Iqembu le-Highlanders lithole inkulungwane ezilitshumi lambili zamadola aseMelika okuyimali ezaliphathisa njengoba libhekane loduko lwemali. Phambilini komdlalo we-ZNA Charities kube lomhlangano lapho amalunga eqembu le-Highlanders ama-life members avumelane ukuba umuntu ngamunye akhokhe amadola ngamashumi amabili ngenyanga. Le mali ngiyokuzama ukuphathisa iqembu le-Highlanders lona elibikwa lilesikweleti esifika phose kusigidi samadola. Kolunye udaba lomayelana lomdlalo wenguqu iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo yokusigaba se-Castle Premier Soccer League ngemva kokunqoba iqembu le-Chickenini nge-1 kanyanga omgqibelo. Le mpumela idale ukuba abafana be-FC Platinum bekhuphule inani lemiklomelo abalayo liye kumashumi amathathu lantathu ngemva kwemidlalo elishumi lanhlanu. Inkokheli zeqembu le-Chickenini zisele zisidla amalangabi ngokuthukuthela ekupheleni komdlalo zizondele unompembe uThomas Massa yena ezibezimethesa umlando wokwenza izinqumo ebezisekela iqembu le-FC Platinum. iqembu leIslanders lona ebelihlezi phezulu phambilini kwalomdlalo wangomgqibelo lilakho ukuhwitha leFC Platinum liyehlala njalo esiqongweni njengoba lizadlala leli triangle ngolwesithathu enkundleni eBapa Fields. Abafana beBosso bale mihlomelwe ngamachumi amathathu ngemva kokudlala imidlalo elichumi lane. Komunye umdlalo ozadlalwa ngolwesithathu edolobheni lakoBulawayo iqembu leTsholotsho lizemukela eleMutare City enkundleni yeLuveve. Sikhangele umdlalo weRugby. Iqembu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe emdlalweni weRugby aliselalo ithuba lokuyaphatheka kumidlalo yezizwe zomhlaba ezaqhutshelwa kwele Japan ngo-2019 ngemva kokuba linqotshwe nge-34-27 liqembu leUganda ngomgqibelo emdlalweni weAfrica Cup. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe aliselakho ukwala lilokhu lidlala kusigaba sikaGroup 1A njengoba lobe kungumdlalo wesibili lilokhu linqotshwa ngemva kokuba litshaywe ngeleKenya kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Iqembu eliphakamisa inkezo yeAfrica Cup kuzinga likaGroup 1A yilo eliba lelungelo lokuyadlala emncintiswaneni wezizwe zomhlaba okulithuba iqembu leZimbabwe elingaselalo njengoba selisiyadlala kuGroup B. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kwane loko lamhlanje mahlabezulu lingayika channel yalandela uhlelo lwe live talk walivalelisa yo nguntungamilinkomo lilala.